Good afternoon from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Hundreds of veterans and their spouses headed out in today's cold weather for a Veterans Day program at the Cottington County Extension Complex. One of the guest speakers was Rob Purvis of Winnipeg. He joined the U.S. Army in 1968. He was assigned to Special Forces and served 2 years in Panama. After his friend Larry Collins was killed in 1968, Purvis requested a transfer to Vietnam. In his words, "I wanted to go see what Larry got killed for." He says he doesn't regret crossing the international border as a teenager to join the American military.
Back in 1967, after watching the war on TV every night on the news, myself and my three friends, we decided to cross the border and sign up with our American brothers. And we knew we were going to go to Vietnam and do what we could to help out there. My friend Larry was killed in action on May 1st, 1969. I never regretted my experiences in Vietnam and coming down here. I'm honored and proud to do it. We don't get the recognition up in Canada we deserve. And so it's a real honor to be down here today and talk to my fellow veterans. I just love it, and listening to their stories and sharing our stories, especially after a couple of Budweiser. So much fun.
Since Friday, the Canadian Vietnam Veterans Wall has been on display at the Redland Arts Center. It includes the names of 149 soldiers from Canada who fought in Vietnam and were killed or are missing in action. They, along with all servicemen and women who paid the ultimate sacrifice, were remembered at this morning's program. Well, the upper Midwest is starting off the work week with temperatures that aren't even close to normal for this time of year. Single-digit lows were common across South Dakota this morning, and wind chill values plummeted into the teens below zero. Watertown's record low for tonight is 6 below zero. National Weather Service forecaster James Telkin says we'll get cold again tonight, but that record low should be safe.
I believe you should stay probably above it. It looks like our low is forecast to be zero, so it'll probably not quite make it there, but it'll be, you know, fairly close.
Temperatures are expected to warm back to near normal levels later in the week.
Well, fortunately for us, it does start to warm up. By Wednesday, we get back into the 30s. Thursday, looks like you're in the 40s, and you know, upper 30s, low 40s through the remainder of our forecast, so Thursday through the weekend.
Telkin says some areas did receive measurable snow over the weekend.
Yeah, we had 2 inches in Clark. We had 2.2 in Selby, 2.3 in Pierre. So further west, you know, generally had the higher amounts.
Watertown picked up a trace of snow over the weekend, and the seasonal amount is now an inch and a half. From flooding to tornadoes, President Trump has approved 4 disaster declaration requests in less than 6 months for South Dakota. Last month, Governor Noem submitted a 5th request because of damage done by September storms in the southeast part of the state.
Which is, gosh, I think unprecedented for South Dakota. Maybe, I don't even know, nationwide in one calendar year to have 5 federally declared disasters. And this one will include a request for individual assistance again. If we are granted individual assistance, it'll be the first time ever that we've had 2 disasters where we were granted individual assistance in 1 year.
Noem says responding to the disasters requires an incredible amount of work by Department of Public Safety, Office of Emergency Management employees.
You know, the state coordinates everything between FEMA and the counties and the cities. And these folks that have been in my emergency management office and have been coordinating that all year long. And as soon as they would finish with one disaster, another one would hit. And we were talking about from May to October, they've put in over 5,400 hours more than what they did the previous year. They've had to drive to get to disaster areas 30,000 more miles than they did in the previous year in 2018. They've worked 1,500 hours of overtime processing paperwork for counties and individuals and advocating for them with FEMA.
At least 58 of South Dakota's 66 counties have been included in at least one of the disaster requests. Authorities say a South Dakota man died after colliding with vehicles on Interstate 80 in south central Nebraska. The crash occurred around 4 p.m. Sunday near the U.S. Highway 281 junction at Grand Island. The Hall County Sheriff's Department says a semi and two passenger vehicles were involved in the crash. The name of the victim and other details about the collision have not been released. A woman who was kidnapped and sexually assaulted just hours after calling the sheriff's office for help is suing Custer County and others because deputies never responded. In her federal lawsuit, the woman is seeking $2 million, saying deputies could have prevented the crime. The woman told a Custer County dispatcher on September 5, 2017, that she had a protection order against her former boyfriend and that he had sent a threatening message after bonding out of jail. Court records show deputies never responded to the woman's request for help, and she was kidnapped and sexually assaulted hours later. The perpetrator, Harry Evans, was convicted and sentenced to 92 years in prison. The defendants say in their response that dispatch had technology troubles with transferring calls to deputies that day. A woman who works to support refugee families in Sioux Falls says she's running as a Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Clara Hart says the person who currently has the job, Senator Mike Rounds, has not shown enough sympathy for struggling farmers in a state that relies on its agricultural industry. Rounds, a Republican, has not yet announced whether he will seek re-election. Hart says she was motivated to run because of farmers who are having a tough time with tariffs and the trade war with China. Hart is from Mozambique and became a U.S. citizen in 1993. She works as a liaison for refugee families in the Sioux Falls School District and is chairwoman of the Refugee Congress. A new poll finds that most Americans believe in the value of a college degree, but many also say a high school diploma is enough to succeed. The Associated Press poll comes amid a national debate over college costs and rising student debt. The survey finds a majority of Americans ages 13 through 29 believe college is a path to economic success, but more than 4 in 10 say a high school diploma is enough to prepare future workers. They also valued job experience more than any kind of college degree. Remember, you can get your news anytime online on our homepage. Find us at www.gowatertown.net. That's a look at what's happening today. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.